All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
We put the picture's name on everything.
Oh, look, he's got a billion toys.
Baseballs, the t-shirt.
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run?
Baseball's the lunchbox.
I have to possess this comic.
Baseball's the breakfast cereal.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Almighty Isis.
Baseball's the coloring book.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Shut up, kid. You weren't even born when Star Wars came out.
You fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics he can't start some shit? I'll fucking take all you want.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free, you can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black, tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea, you can't take the sky from me.
This is Geek Stuff, episode 39.
Is it titled, What the Fuck Are We Doing Here?
No. We had debated whether we were going to record tonight because of our big XM pilot this right. Saturday on XM channel 202 from 11 p.m. to midnight.
It's 2 days from now.
Episode,
we have other work to do.
Episode 40, The XM Experience.
Well, it is now.
That's right. I had planned that. And we had debated on whether we were going to record tonight or not because of that. But since certain things have happened and since going into XM as episode 39 was kind of gay, it worked out. What can I say? We're going to get to the reason why we're recording. Tonight's a very short, special episode. So let's just get right to it.
All right.
I think the first thing we have to talk about is episode 38.
Yup.
We want to make clear that our geekies, which is spelled G-E-E-K-Y apostrophe S, Mr. Fantastic.
Unless, of course, you downloaded the episode earlier today right. from the website.
Not to be confused with the geekies, G-E-E-K-I-E-S, which is actually the board game Players Association Awards something or other.
Something or other. I don't know. And then there's another one, too. There's actually two things. Both spelled I-E-S, though, which,
right.
you know.
But that's not ours.
No.
Ours, of course, as always intended from the very beginning, G-E-E-K-Y apostrophe S. That's our right. geekies. And that would be Mr. Fantastic's fault.
Well, actually, since you're in charge of... Kev, since you're in charge of checking the email
now,
account,
hold on.
Running the MySpace
now, hold
page,
on.
And updating
now,
the webpage.
Now, hold on right there. Now, hold on right there. You're blurring the lines. Let's stay with one issue at a time. First of all, I think we have now duly chastised Mr. Fantastic about his spelling error. I want him to be able to comment on that. Fantastic?
And now, here's Mr. Fantastic with... It's news to him.
I just didn't know.
Right. The producer didn't know. Good.
It's news to him.
So it is news.
I'm Mr. Fantastic, and that's news to me.
And that's news to him. There it is.
Well, if you're going to make a big deal about it, I just don't even get it. Because is it like... The geeky owns the award because it's geeky apostrophe S now.
Are you going to bring English into it now? Are you going to try to make sense of it now?
We got to do the rest of the show in Italian.
I don't get it. What does the rest of the show in Italian mean? I don't get it.
The play on your, are we going to mince English comment?
I see. So anyway, Fantastic. If has already, I'm sure by now, gone ahead and made that change on the website, so there will be no copyright infringement or I don't want the guys from Fushnet.com writing me, telling me I don't know anything about the geekies and I can't use geekies and all this stuff because, you know, I love those guys. Just saying.
As you've said before.
I'm going to change it on the front page where most of the population sees the word, but in a certain select places, I'm going to leave the variant of geekies with the IES.
Ooh, collectible variant pages.
Nice.
Wow. Wow, right out of Jesse Falcon's playbook.
We're gonna
You know what? You should do a page with a completely other word. You know, like just a completely different word in there altogether. And wait.
It should be once every 100 clicks.
That's it. That's even better. And then while you're at it, Fantastic, why don't you do a special one just for people who click in from Walmart?
Nice.
That's issue number one. Done.
One. Done.
Geekies, G-E-E-K-Y, apostrophe S. Fantastic's making the change. Issue two.
Dose.
Although Matt made allusions to this earlier, I'd like to point out something to all the listeners. I don't do any of it. You know, you hear me right now. You hear me talking, and you know, you hear me occasionally. You talk about things and all the on the air stuff. I do all that stuff. There's no stunt Big Kev that sits here in front of the mic and talks about toys and movies and collectible crap. That's me. That's me. Emails, websites, MySpace, the homepage, any posts, none of it is me. I don't do any of it.
Well, the Fooshnet.com, that was you.
The Fooshnet.com, that was actually me. The rest of the stuff, I don't even touch it. If you actually got an email from Big Kev's Geek Stuff MySpace page, you didn't get it from me. You got it from somebody else. If you actually got, if you sent an email to the homepage, BigKevsGeekStuff.com, if you sent an email to that homepage and you got one back, it wasn't from me. If it was signed from me, it wasn't from me. So when you see me and you come out to me and you're like, hey, man, thanks so much for writing me back and blah, 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 I'll say you're welcome and all that, and then I'll go thank the staff, somebody in the Big Kev's Geek Stuff staff for doing that, but that wasn't me. So, in other words, if you have a problem with emails or so on and so forth, and somebody did, and you didn't get written back to or something like that, hey, wasn't me. Just want to clear that up.
Thank you, Shaggy.
Somebody rolling up on me today. Somebody saying, hey, I wrote in and you wrote me back once and then I wrote you back and then you didn't write me back again. To which I said, who the hell are you and what makes you think that I actually emailed you? And then he said, because it was your name on the bottom, Big Kev. And I was like, do you really think that it was actually me that wrote you back? I mean, occasionally,
sure,
I'll get forwarded an email or a MySpace post. And I will respond.
Right.
So you, but really, you got like a 1 in 100 chance of that actually happening. You get a responsible response from somebody on the Big Kev's Geek Stuff staff. But, you know, actually getting me? I mean, come on. It's the talent here. I mean, come on.
Whoa. Slow down.
Just saying. Just want to clear that up. I love all of you. Really. I do. But I just don't have time to wheel and deal and have a life and respond to 4,000 emails a week. I just can't do it.
He's too busy fucking working.
Word.
Yo, let me tell you something. Episode 38 took me 2 days to edit. 2 days to edit.
48 actual hours.
It's not even a long episode. Did you notice? It's like
118.
Something really. Yeah, it wasn't even that. I couldn't believe when I was at the hour mark, I was like, holy shit, I'm almost done. And then, of course, I lost it all because somebody, I don't want to mention names, Fantastic, had to go and mess with the program we used to edit a couple weeks ago. And now the shit's crashing.
Yeah.
And I'm losing shit. You know, we're just trying to clear. We're trying to remove the fourth wall here. Let them peek in. Let them see the behind-the-scenes action.
Anybody peeking anywhere? Kind of like the fourth wall, a little bit. Anyway,
right on to our third issue.
Is this the final issue? Is it the third and final issue?
I think this is the third and final.
Nice.
Issue. Brian fucking Lynch. Brian fucking Lynch. Fantastic. Pull up that post. Brian fucking Lynch. A guest on this program several weeks ago. You can backlog and check that out.
Whom we loved dearly.
We adore Brian Lynch.
Dearly.
Brian Lynch is a writer. He's got some stuff out there. He's a funny dude. I like hanging with him. I like talking with him. I talk to him a lot online. When I get to see him in person, it's always a good time. That motherfucker. Fantastic. Do you have that post?
Yeah, what do you want to know?
I want you to read it.
Okay, so Brian says, that FF trailer, ? you boys is on crack. He goes to your school of English. Let's put aside for a second that the first Fantastic Four movie played like a very bad pilot for a syndicated show to air between Mutant X and She's the Sheriff.
All right, stop.
All right, hold it right there.
Nobody bashes Suzanne Summers on this fucking program, Lynch. Nobody!
We love the Thighmaster.
You don't ever bash the great Suzanne Summers on this program. So if it's war you're wanting, Lynch, if it's a battle you're wanting, keep going down that road, my friend. Keep going down that road. Go on, Fantastic.
As for the phasing through buildings, there is no element of danger to him surfing the skies. He should dodge and weave and whatnot. It says, okay, let's put even that aside for a second.
Okay, now pause there. I would like to defend myself here. I believe that I said last week that I felt that that bit was unnecessary and that it seemed as though it was just a way to get another special effect in there.
Oh, good.
And Kev even said in his defense that it was just another way for the Human Torch to have a witty line. So we agree with him there. Why is he pointing a finger at us?
Go on.
I agree with him completely. I thought it was ridiculous. If you could phase through a building, why can't you just phase through the freaking earth and go right
through?
Why don't
you phase through the next line of
that
post?
We concur.
The Silver Surfer and his board are liquid metal, made of the same stuff. Why? Because everyone involved is stupid and the Surfer looks like the T-1000. So, well, I guess he'll be exactly that.
I don't have anything to say to that one.
Okay, so Brian's expressing an opinion.
That's fine.
That's fine.
We accept those.
Everyone's stupid in the film industry, Brian. That's good. I'm sure that'll get you work. Go on, Fantastic. What else?
As for the plot of the movie, here goes. Right from Fox's mouth, Silver Surfer pops up all over the globe, causing all sorts of mayhem to prepare for Galactus coming. So he'll be breaking the Great Wall of China and rearranging the Hollywood sign to spell Galactus and fun stuff like that, I hope.
That's pretty funny.
I mean, really? Is that really what they're going to do?
I kind of hope
really,
so now.
Is he really going to rearrange the sign to say Galactus? I mean, maybe if Brian was writing this movie, maybe then they would rearrange the sign to say Galactus. Breaking the Great Wall? I mean, that's something at least. It's going to piss off some people.
What kind of people?
Chinese.
Oh, okay. And Doom ain't incidental. My guess is Surfer is torn because he doesn't want to do this to Earth, but he has to do... Two or Galactus will eat his planet. So he does it. I'm guessing this will happen. Surfer realizes Earth is worth saving when Doom tries to steal the Surfer's powers and harness it for some stupid weapon.
Okay, hold on right there. So, Brian, is this actually from Fox's mouth? What was from Fox's mouth? One line of your description and the rest of it is, I think this is what'll happen? All right, Brian. Well, here's what I think will happen. I think the Silver Surfer will get a thorn stuck in his foot while fighting the Fantastic Four, and Mr. Fantastic will pluck it out, thus binding him to the Fantastic Four and having him turn against his master Galactus, and he helps defend the Earth with the Fantastic Four against Galactus, and Dr. Doom is incidental. There, that's my theory. Right from Fox's mouth. What does that even mean? Go on, Fantastic. This is the anger builds. Go on.
Personally, I think this is poetry, and Brian, I'm sorry for my butchering of this reading. Stop listening to this episode so I could write this. I'm going to go back and listen. I love your dag show.
Well, that's nice.
Well... In fact, this is the first thing you've said that I was like, huh? A whole bunch of yous and a question mark. Except that one time when Matt was all like, touch me there. And I looked at Kev, and he was like, you heard the man.
Okay, that incident aside, hey, Brian. Hey, Brian, we were talking about the fucking trailer. Did you see the trailer? The trailer was cool. We're not saying it's going to be the best movie ever. Yeah, we did say that we're anticipating seeing it. We could be saying that to see how they're going to butcher it. The trailer was cool, Brian. Yeah, we're anticipating seeing the movie because we want to see how they're going to screw it up. Good God, man.
I still love him.
I don't care. Look, I don't care under what pen name you're writing such winners as Eddie Murphy's Norbit, Lynch, but you need to listen and comment on things that we're actually talking about. We haven't seen FF. We haven't heard right from Fox's mouth about one sentence of plot, which we can then expound on in some ridiculous half-assed theory about Doom and a gun. And I can't believe this is the same Brian Lynch who was on this program.
I still love him.
You love him then. Brian Lynch, for your Suzanne Summers declaration, Brian Lynch, for your putting down of Suzanne Summers, and for your complete and utter missing of the point of the Fantastic Four 2 trailer, we're declaring war against you. That's it.
No, come
That's
on.
It. I declare jihad.
You cannot declare jihad.
He declares John? What do you say?
Cannot declare jihad on Brian Lynch.
Geekhad?
Cannot. No, someone might have coined that. We need to look these things up first.
Spell it with a Y. Everything will be okay.
Jihad. Jihad on him.
No. Come
jihad
on
you. Attention, Big Kev's Geek Stuff fan. You got to find Brian Lynch on MySpace, and you have to let him know how displeased you are with his criticism of this program.
I wouldn't be too worried, Brian.
When you get all six of those letters, Brian, I hope you think twice before you say something negative about sex symbol Suzanne Summers again.
I agree with his last four paragraphs, but now I'm beginning to agree with the first one where he says, you boys is on crack. I don't know what the hell's wrong with you guys.
Right, from the guy eating the Hot Pocket.
Which I incidentally dropped on your floor.
And then did the stop, drop, and roll. I like that. It was a rescue attempt.
2 second rule. That floor is clean. Paco was just swabbing up in there yesterday.
We never actually officially named the episode, though. We should take this time now, with the audience listening in, to go through the episode naming process. So let's go for it.
Attention, Brian Lynch.
Okay,
done.
Oh, man. It's usually more scientific than that.
Yeah. It hasn't been scientific like that since, like, 6.
Yeah, it's normally something like this. Fantastic, what's your idea? No good. Matt, what's your idea? No good. I got one. Let's go.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's... It's a complete and utter dictatorship.
That's right.
It's a benevolent dictatorship.
Just you wait until your trial.
Yeah, right.
Yo, your appeal is going to last 30 seconds.
It's all fun and games. Check us out this Saturday, 11 p.m. to midnight on XM channel 202. Once again, we just like to say this is not a regular episode. This is a filler so that we could get rid of the number 39. So the XM episode is number 40, which sounds much cooler than episode 39. And yes.
And immediately after the XM show, we will be heading to WoHop downstairs. So if you want to come and hang,
yeah,
have some Chinese food.
Right, somewhere, I'd say between 12:30 and 1, probably we'll get there. And if you guys are in the area you want to join us, that's where we'll be celebrating with a little of the finest Chinese food in New York.
True.
And on that note, we cue Jason Lee.
And on that note, we cue the music. Me.
and my whole world. Girl, you've brought the sun to me with your smile. It did it, girl. I'm telling you, girl, something unknown to me makes you what you are, and what you are is all that I want for me. And it's good to feel that way, girl. Thank you, girl, for making the morning brighter. Girl, for making the nighttime nicer. Girl, for making a better world for me. I'm telling you, girl, something unknown to me makes you what you are, and what you are is all that I want for me. And it's good to feel that way, girl. Thank you, girl, for making the winter warmer. Girl, for making the music softer. Girl, for making a better world for me. For me.